sweetest friend, this year should be a special schus. Reb Shimshon Yitzchak Garbi Shliti should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph tells us that when you make the bracha on the sukkah, first you make the bracha on the sukkah and then you make a shechianu. The Rambam says, ubelele yom tov rishon, on the nights of the first yom tif, you make a bracha first on the sukkah and then alazman and then shechianu. The Rambam says lele, so the Rambam is referring to both yom tov rishons, meaning even yom tov sheni, that you keep misveka di yoma. So on the first and second night of yom tif, you make the bracha al sukkah, and then only afterwards you make the bracha al azman. So you make kiddush, leishev basukkah, shechianu. Whoever the Gos Maimonios brings a machlokes, and he cites the opinion of Ya'an Oshin, and he cites the opinion of Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Shimshon, who held that on the first night, first you make a bracha ala sukkah and then ala zman, but on the second night you make a bracha first on the zman and then on the sukkah. And the reason he gives is that on the first night the shechianu is coming both for the sukkah and for the kiddush, for the kedushas hayom, and therefore you say it after both to pater both. And on the second night the shechianu is only coming for the kedushas hayom, for the kiddush, because the shechianu of the sukkah was already taken care of on the first night, and therefore you say the bracha on kiddush, you say Shechianu on that, and then, only then, you make the bracha on the sukkah, because the Shechianu on the second night is not relating to the sukkah, and he brings Das HaChokim, and like him, Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch, and Tafri Samach Aleph Aleph. However, we have to understand this Hagos Maimonios. Why is Shechianu different than by sukkah, that on the first night you're taken care of and on the second night it doesn't require Shechianu, whereas the Shechianu of Kiddush you have to make on the second night as well? If Shechianu is good on the first night for sukkah, it should be good on the first night for Kiddush, and if not, then not. But what's the chilik between the first and the second night? Also, the Rosh in the fourth parak of sukkah says that you can pater on Yom Tov Sheni from the Shechianu of sukkah, because the Shechianu of Yom Tov Rishon that you made the first night is no less than a Shechianu that one would make when one builds the Sukkah of Shas HaSiyah. So therefore it's already taken care of on the first night. So it's not necessary to make a Shechianu on Sukkah on the second night, because it's no less than making the Zman, the Shechianu made on the first night, is Lo Gara from the Shechianu of Shas HaSiyah. So the Sukkah part is taken care of, but the Kiddush needs a Shechianu on the second night. Ayin Shem B'divrei HaRosh V'Perek Dalet the Sukkah. So it emerges according to the Rosh that your Pater from Shechianu on the Sukkah Midin Bracha L'Asiyah, but it's not Mashmah, that's the reason that it goes Maimonios, and it's also difficult to understand because the Bracha, the Shechianu of Shas HaSiyah, also Paters from the Shechianu of the Yom Tov, like Tosus writes in Sukkah Mem Vav Amin Aleph in the Rosh over there. So if so, for this reason, you should be pater legamrei mibirchas Shechianu on the second night. The first night you made Shechianu, which should count for both the sukkah and for the kiddush seyom, for the kiddush, for the zman of Yom Tov. Ayin korban esanel v'hi kushis hakobo. It's brought in the achronim, the beginning of Torah Rish Mem Aleph, and it requires iyun. So Soloveitchik explained as follows, that these shitas that hold that the Shechianu applies only to the Birchas HaSukkah on the first night, but does not count, does not pater you from this, from the Kiddush Hayom, from the Kiddush Hayom, Shechianu has to be made again. This is because of a big yisod, and that is that the whole takan of Yom Tov Sheni and Sveika Diyoma only relates to Kiddush Siyanta V'Nisr Malacha, but it doesn't relate to the mitzvah hayom, to the mitzvah of sukkah. So memela, on the first night when you made the bracha on the sukkah, you're cool, you're off. You don't have to make it on the second night because there's no sveka diyoma. But sveka diyoma applies to the second night as well when it comes to Yom Tov, when it comes to Kiddush Hayom, and therefore you have to make a second Shechianu, both according to the Gos Maimonios and the Rosh. Both hold that the reason the second night you have to make a Shechianu again, it's because of Sveika Diyoma, but Sveika Diyoma doesn't apply to Mitzvah Hayom. Sveika Diyoma only applies to the Kedushas Hayom, the Bracha and Kiddush. and therefore the Shehecheyanu has to be made on both nights. And making it on the first night is not sufficient, because maybe the second night is really Yom Tov. That's why we hold Sfeika de Yoma. They have a suffix, which one is really the holy day. But again, this only applies Sfeika de Yoma. This is the Yisod. Sfeika de Yoma only applies to the Yom Tov, to the Kedushas Hayom. Sfeika de Yoma doesn't apply to the Mitzvahs Hayom. So, Mehechitesi. So, if you look in the Psukim, very interesting. Vikra Chav Gimel Amid Gimel Amid Zayin. First we start talking about the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Then it concludes Eilam Moade Hashem Shetikor Samakrei Kodesh. We finish the parasha of the Moados, and then Vayder Lametesman to Mem Gimel. Torah returns and starts talking about the mitzvah lulav, mitzvah shiva sukkah. Recently we had a shir about Simcha, that there are two dinim in Simcha sukkahs, but here you see that there are two dinim in sukkahs. One regarding the kedusha sayom, and one regarding the mitzvah sayom, the mitzvah lulav and the mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. And you see from that that it's not all about Talia. The mitzvahs of Lulav and Sukkah are not Talia in the Yom HaKrishon Mikra Kodesh and Isser Malacha. No. You have the Isser Malacha, that's one parsha, and then you have the mitzvahs Hayom, which are done during these 7 days, which is a different parsha. And these are mitzvahs Bifnei Atzma that are Noeg, Bizman Shalachag, and it's not Talia in Yom Tov. Lulav has to be taken midoraisa on Tesvav, regardless of whether or not it's a yontif. Sukkah is b'chol achag, regardless of the yontif, but it's not, these mitzvahs are not shayich to the guf kedusha sayom. And even more, we can say that yontif sheni is only a din in yontif, in order that you're not mizalzel. The mitzvah sukkah is tali in the regel, and the sukkahs, which is all 7 days, not tali yontif rishon. There's no takana of Sveka Diyom. Sveka Diyom is not to be mezalzel. The other way of a takana, to be machmir, as to which day Sukkot is. But when it comes to mitzvah of Sukkah and mitzvah of Lulav, there we're not worried about zilzel. We're worried about zilzel in the Kedushas of Yontif. Kedush of Yontif. Not in the mitzvah. So by mitzvah there's no Sveka Diyoma. Whereas by the Kedushas Hayom there is Sveka Diyoma. Shulchan Aruch says in Tafresh Lamed Tes in the Ramah that the first night you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah even if it's raining. Pashas Divrei Ramah is only the first night, but not the second night. Why? Because again, this mitzvah of eating in the sukkah is not totally in Kedush Sayom. So the Sveka de Yom only relates only to Kedush Sayom, not to the mitzvah. So therefore, the first night, if it rains, you still have to eat your kezayis in the sukkah even if it's raining, because that's the mitzvah of the day, but that only applies to the first night of Sukkot. The second night, there's no Sveka de Yoma, so it's not necessary to eat your kezayis in the sukkah if it's raining. And the only reason you're keeping Yom Tov Sheni is al Kedusha Sayom, but not Mitzvah Sayom. Mitzvah Sayom, there's no Sveka de Yoma. And like this Yisod, you see in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he's explaining why on Yom Tov Sheni we don't have the psulim of Yom Tov Rishon by the Arba Minim. And the answer, he says, is because Einanu Mitzuvin El Shalal Zalzel Biker Kedush Sayom Fikachanu Makachim Alakosim Avarchim Zman Biyom Tov Beis Kmo Biyom Tov Haalef Al Dvarim Sheinu Biker Kedush Sayom El Shem Mitzis Anogos Bosim Abuvad etc. Shem Mitzuv Lo Tal Akosav Chiyuv Amachmas Shu Yom Tov El Amachmas Shu Yom Tov Amachmas Shu Yom Arishan Shanam Al Akachnu Mulchem Biyom Arishan. So he says that the union of Yom Tov Sheni is not to be mezalzel in Kedusha Sayom, and therefore Makadesh Alakos and a Mevarech Zman B'Yom Tov Sheni Kamo B'Yom Tov Rishon, and that's Mitzat Kedusha Sayom, and therefore the Shehecheyanu has to be said on both days. But Tavarim She'enu Meikar Kedusha Sayom, like the mitzvahs there's no Sveka D'Yom, and therefore your mitzvah of Lulav, of Lachem, and everything that applies to the first day is only the first day, not the second day, because on the second day there's no Sveka D'Yom, because that's Mitzvah Sayom. And that Kiddush Sayyam Advar Mahayan Flaim Baruch Hashem Siyat Tishmaya. And I hope to revisit this interesting sugya. Shalom, shalom.